for some reason, it didn't even occur to me that I was going to have to be a musician that day. I was still very much in the producer's head, and it just didn't dawn on me that I was going to have to perform as a musician until suddenly I had this grand piece of wood in my hand.
Roscoe got deeply involved in the arrangement, and it got more medieval, and the cities were burning, and we could feel the plague. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it was like walking in a cathedral after a while. And so I agreed to step into that to that role, and then Leonard came by one day, and it was one of those days where he often would come by to lend his particularly magnificent magic. And often when he was in the room, I sang twice as good, because he is the one person who knows what I'm trying to do. And so he was there, and we said, how about if you be the flame? We started with that sort of strange guitar sound. It was so exotic. Sounded like bells to me, in fact, but I thought they were sounded like church bells, so we kept that in.
Joan of Arc, you forced me. I paid a perfectly courteous visit, a supportive visit to the studio when you were recording that song, and you pressed me into service. And, you know, I couldn't upset the delicacy of the moment, because you were the artist, you were on the line. You know, it was, you were under fire, and, you know, I felt I had to do everything I could do to accommodate your mood. But I certainly did not want to sing a verse of that song. And I'm not so sure it works. It's the only thing I'm not so sure about in the entire record, is my dismal appearance in that song in the wrong key for me. But anyways...
Shall we erase it?
No. A lot of people like it. A lot of people like it.
I always heard that song as going to the heavens somehow. I heard it in my head that way. And until we put the background vocals on, I wasn't actually able to hear it that way on the tape. I got a high off of that session, definitely, when you and Greg did the background vocals, and listened to the cassette tape of that all the way back out to the valley, as loud as my car stereo would go, and just loved it.